Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey, although we all know that they usually run 6 or 7 minutes. But anyhow, today we're in John chapter 8, verses 12 through 30. And in this passage, there's a debate between Jesus and his opponents. Jesus is questioned about who his Father is, and he draws upon the divine name, I am who I am, to define his connection to God, his Father. John's Gospel includes 7 of Jesus' I am sayings, and today's reading begins with one of them. And so, as we begin reading today, don't forget that God's guiding word for us this week is love. So, let's begin reading John chapter 8, beginning at verse 12. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees again. I am the light of the world, he said. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness. The Pharisees said to him, now are you testifying on your own behalf? What you say proves nothing. No, Jesus answered, even though I do testify on my own behalf, what I say is true because I know where I came from and where I am going. You do not know where I came from or where I am going. You make judgments in a purely human way. I pass judgment on no one. But if I were to do so, my judgment would be true because I'm not alone in this. The Father who sent me is with me. It is written in your law that when two witnesses agree, what they say is true. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me also testifies on your behalf. Well, where is your Father? They asked him. You neither know me nor my Father, Jesus answered. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. Jesus said all this as he taught in the temple, in the room where the offering boxes were placed. And no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. Again, Jesus said to them, I'll be going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sins, and you cannot go where I am going. So the Jewish authorities said, he says that we cannot go where he is going. Does this mean that he will kill himself? Jesus answered, you belong to this world here below, but I come from above. You are from this world. I am not from this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins, and you will die in your sins if you do not believe who I am, who I am. Well, who are you? They asked him. Jesus answered, what I have told you from the very beginning, I have much to say about you, much to condemn you for. The one who sent me, however, is truthful, and I tell the world only what I have heard from him. They did not understand that Jesus was talking to them about the Father, and so he said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, you will know that I am who I am. Then you will know that I do nothing on my own authority, but I say only what the Father has instructed me to say. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what pleases him. And many who heard Jesus say these words believed in him. And today's key verse is John chapter 8, verse 12, where Jesus answered, I am the light of the world, Jesus said. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness. You know, beloved, probably the most powerful name in the whole Word of God is I am. That's the great name of Jehovah. I am the self-existent one. I am that I am. And yet these teachers, these scholars, these Jewish leaders didn't even, click to what Jesus was saying when he used the divine name of God. He told them right out, I'm God. They were so lost in their sins that they couldn't even see the obvious one was right in front of them. You know, sometimes, we go through this world experiencing it by our past. And the things that we have experienced in our past will somewhat determine how we interpret the things that we will see today and tomorrow. The Jewish leaders were so blind to the true word of God that they couldn't see the Son of God when he stood in front of them. Beloved, it's my hope that even though we've all experienced different things as we've come to this stage in our lives, that we're not going to miss out on the promises of God simply because it doesn't jive with what we are experiencing. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world, and I have the light of life because I chose to follow you. You have revealed God's love to me and made me a child of God. Teach me to live in the light of your love and to reflect your love in my daily encounters with others. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in John chapter 8, beginning verse 31, where Jesus' opponents accuse him of having a demon in him. Oh, my goodness. Not only did they see that he was the Son of God, but now he's got a demon. My goodness. Well, despite the dire future of these poor religious leaders, my prayer for you is that you will experience every good blessing that God has promised you in his word.